Today's share in the Dershu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Nun Beis Omid Beis. We're in the sixth volume of the Mishnah Berurah in the middle of Simen Tov Reish Pei Ches. And we left off towards the end of Sif Dalid with the last Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud Aleph, to do. Now, we're starting on Kuf Nun Beis Omid Aleph with Sif Katan Yud Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. Remind ourselves that we were talking here about a city that wasn't clear whether it was a walled city or not a walled city in the days of Yeshua ben Nun. So they took upon themselves some of the chumras of both reading on Yud Aleph and Tesvav. But we had said, when they read it on Tesvav, the second time, lo yivarech, they shouldn't make the bracha, except on Yud Aleph, they don't make the bracha on Tesvav. So the Mishnah explains, Sivkot Yud Aleph, shabracha, afilu b'mitzvah shel Torah, hum derabbanan. The bracha, even if it's on something that is a chi of deraisa, the bracha is only derabbanan. So there's a mitzvah to blow shofar deraisa, but the bracha is only derabbanan. And certainly here, when it's a din derabbanan, albeit a very high level derabbanan, as we said, it's divrei kabbalah, divrei sofrim, nevertheless, him came with davish who's sofek, leaning a bracha, who's fake derabbanan, and therefore it's only a sofek derabbanan with the bracha, and therefore sofek derabbanan lakula. The kosher can certainly be zeh mitzvah shel devrayim. Since this is a mitzvah, albeit a high level derabbanan, this is the rabbanan that applies here as well. Lukuliyam ein tzarek bracha. We don't make the bracha on both yudalad and tesvav. We just make it on yudalad, as we said, because that's zman kriya lerova olam. Umash mevarach yudalad. So then why do we make a bracha on yudalad? As I just said, mishum debiyom yudalad, whose zman kriya lerova olam kilel kamei, as we just said, he wrote to lomar the al kain afilu humukav choma shedina b'tesvav. Because the bottom line is, even if you were a walled city resident and you were to read it on your dalid, you would be yotzi b'diavad, and it wouldn't be considered a bracha levatol. However, we pointed out that if you're in a suffix situation, you aren't going to be yotzi if you just read it on your dalid. You have to read it on your dalid and tesvav to be fully yotzi if you're in a suffix situation. Now we go to Sif Hei. The Mechaber writes, now this is a complicated sif. We're not going to do many of the Dershu footnotes over here. Very complicated sif, as we'll see. But let's just try to follow the words of the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mechaber tells us, ben ir, if you have a person living in a city, shaholach l'krach, and you have that person going to a walled city. So you have a yudalid person going to a tesvav city. Or vice versa, ben krach, shaholach l'ir. You have a person who's in a krach, a walled city, and he goes to a non-krach city on Yudalit. So what do they do? In this situation, how are they supposed to fulfill the mitzvah reading Megillah? So, the Mechaber writes, Im hoya daito lachzor limkomo bizman kriya. If his intention was to go back to his place at the time of the kriya, on the side of the Be'er HaGolah, and Mishmur will say the same thing, tells us, Rotsalomah, what this means is, bizman kriyas hamokom shubo ato lo zman hamokom shiotzim isham. He's not intending to be in Yudalit on Yudalit when he's a Tesvav person. He's not intending to be in Tesvav when he's a Yudalid person on Tesvav. But then something changes, and he's there. Bizman HaKriya, he's there. V'nisake v'lo chazeh. Either something prevented him, or even if he did it intentionally, and he didn't go back, kori kimakomu. He reads like the people in his place. V'imlo ayah v'dayto lachzor ela achas ma'akriya. But if he is intending to be there, the Tesvav person in Yudalid, or the Yudalid person in Tesvav was intending to be there at that time, so then, Kori Iman Shemokim Shusham, then he has to read with those people as well. Now, this was somewhat complicated, and let's understand this by first reading the Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha tells us that this Sif, in the Dibra Maskel Ben Ir, writes, this Sif, Rabu Porosov Mod, it's very complicated. And he says, I in the Prima Gadim, and Shari Achronim, that have many different opinions. However, in the Mishnah Berurah, Hetakti b'mishnah Berurah, rak shitas Rashi. We're just going to have one shita, so it doesn't get too complicated. That's why I said we're not going to go into many of the Dershu footnotes on this sif, because it would just be too long and too complicated. Sheskimu le habi rishonim. And Rashi's opinion was picked up and assumed to be correct by many rishonim. And the Bi'ar Halacha continues, and he says, v'gam zeh b'kitzur nimrus. And even here, only doing it b'kitzur nimrus. However, he says, b'kol mokum l'maisa ani mevakesh ha'kore shelo yismoch olai le'inyan bracha v'yayin b'prima godim. Unusual Chavetz Chaim over here. He says, please don't rely upon me. This Sefer, the Mishnah Berurah, which we've been learning Kenayin Har for 6 years, the whole purpose is to learn Halacha L'maisa and to see how to function practically as a Jew. And here, the Chavetz Chaim writes, to my recollection, the only place I've seen him write this, he writes, Mikomokum L'maisa, he's telling us, please don't rely upon my Sefer Mishnah Berurah. Go look in the Prima Gadim to see the Halacha L'maisa. And he says, "I in the Shulta Yigibarin and the Bir Hagra Shetiku Divrei Yerushalmi Ladina." They paskin differently. They hold like the Yerushalmi that Sheben Ir Shaaka Diroso Belel Tesvav Olach Lo Lekrach Nischayv Kamakam. That he has to read in both places in that situation. Again, a very complicated sif. And now let's see inside the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Beis, where the Mishnah Berurah himself gives a little introduction. He says, "This sif Zeh Loshon Rambam." He's quoting the Rambam over here. And since there are many questions on this sif, I have to expand a little bit on what I normally do and give an introduction over here. Unavaro, kifi mashe perishu hamagid v'kesef mishnah v'chei mashmi agra. And what I'm going to give you over here in the Mishnah Berurah is interpreted by the Magid Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah, and the Vilna Gaon. Utzrichem anu leidah shlosh adam. And he starts off with three ideas that you have to know. Number one, demu shayach liyariha prazos afilu yom echad. If the person is in a non-walled city, Ariya Prozos, the Yudalit cities, Afilu Yomechad, Karui Paros Vikari Yudalit. If he's there on Yudalit, then he has to go read it on Yudalit. And the Yishuvim 18 brings down, this applies to all the mitzvahs of the day as well. Mishabur continues, he said, V'chein, imu shayach l'mukafim, if he's a member of a walled city, Afilu Yomechad, even for one day, Kari Mukaf Vikari Betisvav. So if a person is a Yudalit person, he's only there for the first day. So now he goes like Yudalit. If he's a Tesvav person, even if it's the first day, he follows the Tesvav. That's the first din. Second, base. Sman Kriya Hu Iker Bayom. The main reading is the daytime reading, as we pointed out previously. V'chivan Shayo Ba'ari HaProzos B'Hascholas Hayom Yudalit Kari Yudalit. Anybody that's present in a non-walled city at the beginning of Yudalit in the morning, so he has to read that day on Yudalit. And likewise, if somebody is in a walled city on the morning of Tesvav, he has to read on Tesvav. That's the second basic thing. Gimel. Zaman Kriya, Shikosev Mechaber. That the Kriya, which the Mechaber is talking about, is, as I pointed out from the Baragola, Hainu Zaman Kriyas Hamokum Shubawata. It's referring to the people in that place when they are reading. Lo Zaman Shios Misham, not from the place that he came from. And therefore, those three principles we now can begin to understand. Now I'll be able to explain this sif with the details as I mentioned. Now, ben ir shahalach lekrach, if you have a 14-day person, we'll call them the 14 and 15-day person, you know what I'm talking about. So ben ir shahalach lekrach, if a 14 person goes to a 15-day place, imayadato b'eis nisiyosu, at the time that he was leaving for there, lach solim komu bismanakriya, that he wouldn't be there on Tesov in the morning. The 14-day person was not planning on being in the walled city on the 15th day in the morning. On the day when they're reading Tesvav. Dainu Mesha'ir Hayom, at the start of the day, Olus HaShachar. Lo Yesham, he wasn't planning on being there. Kiyachsu Mishom Kod Mar Yom, he was planning to travel back early in the morning before Olus HaShachar. Even though Avshal Besof Roeh, even though it turns out afterwards, Shehu Muchrach Lisakiv Shom, even though he has to stay over there, Gam Ayom Tesvav for Tesvav, and Dishavut number 323 points out, from the Chazunish, that this is true even if he changed his mind, not that circumstances forced him to change his mind, he had to change his heart. Mikol Mokom Einu Nikra B'Shem Mukov. He doesn't read on Tesvav in that situation. And he reads, V'kori B'yom Yadala B'yoso B'krach, and he reads just on the 14th day, even though he is in the walled city. Again, even though B'yoso B'krach. But at the time of his trip, he wasn't planning on leaving before Olos HaShachar on Tesvav in the morning. He was going to be there on Tesvav in the morning. At the morning of Tesvav, which is the time of the Kriya, he is planning to be in the walled city. Then he does have the status of being living in a walled city. And he reads on Tesvav. And even even if he returns to his own city on Tesvav, he has to read in his own city on Tesvav. He didn't read in the walled city. So a person who lives in a non-walled city but was planning on being in a walled city on Tesvav has an obligation to read on Tesvav, even if he didn't get a chance to read in Tesvav in his walled city and is coming back to his own city, he still has to read on Tesvav. That was where your Dalit person going to a spot. Now he does it the other way around. The other option, Hainu, the Ben Krach, Shalach Lier, a Tezvav person going to a non-walled city. He wasn't planning on being in your Dalit city on your Dalit in the morning. Hainu, Shiachsa, Mishon Bilel, your Dalit was going to leave the night before, or early in the morning before Elus HaShachar. Called him Shoyer, Hayom, Duzman HaKriya. So then, that person, even though, Avshel HaBesof, Hayo Shinis Akib, even though he was there on the 14th, he has no obligation to read there on Yudalit. He reads in his own hometown on Tesvav. If he was planning on being there on the morning of Yudalit, even though he was planning on coming back later in the day, he has to read on Yudalit. That's what the Mechaber says. He has to read with the people that he's there with if his intention was to be there at that time, be it Yudalit or be it Tezvav, respectively. And therefore, even though he returns to his walled city later on Yudalit, and he didn't read it, Yudalit, in the non-walled city, Tzarech Likro Bioso Yom Yudalit, Dunikro Paruz Ben Yomu. He's called this Paruz Ben Yomu. He was living in the city even for one day. The Taz says this is if you're there from the beginning of the day. Aval imchazel imkomo shukrach kol mayom. If you went there before the day, lo moil mashachoshav mitchila liosbiyav eitz kriyas year. Then the Taz says then it doesn't make a difference what your intention was. Whatever your intention was, if you weren't there, so then your intention doesn't apply. Now the Ramah adds, haga v'imhu b'midbar or b'tzvina. If a person is in the desert or in a boat, so he's not in a walled city, then he reads on Yudalit, Kamo Rav Olam, he brings his down from the Kobo, you read like everybody else in the world, even as the Mishnah says in Sivkot and Yud Gimel, Afil Wimnei Akrachim, even if you live in a walled city, he brings his down from the Elio Zuta in the name of the Kobo, that despite the fact that you are a walled city person, if you're not in the walled city on Tezvab, then you read it on Yudalit, like the rest of the world. Okay, that was a very tough sif. We'll go weiter. Now, the next sif is a beautiful sif, was applicable last year, but we have the rare situation of a Purim Mishulash. And that is, as the Mechaber tells us, Yom Tezvav Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. If the 15th day of Adar comes out on the Shabbos, if Shushan Purim is on the Shabbos, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, Sif Katan Yudalit, Dilu Yudalit, Yev Shalachol B'Shabbos. The way our calendar is set up, Yudalit can never come out on Shabbos. Purim can never come out on Shabbos, only Shushan Purim can come out on Shabbos. And Dirshu footnote number 27 tells us why. The Tam is brought down by the Bir HaLocha in Simen Tov Chav Ches, the end of the fourth volume, where we have all of these dinim. He writes, Shemechashim eskviyas amuadim b'ofen, shlo yichol yudalit ador b'Shabbos. The way the rabbi set up the calendar is that yudalit never comes out on a Shabbos. Why? Ki oz Yetze Sheyom Kippur shall also shana yichol b'Erev Shabbos. If that were to happen, then the consequence would be that Yom Kippur would be on Erev Shabbos, which we never want to do. They know some Shnei Yom Kiddushim Shusur Min HaTorah B'chol Malach Suchim Zel Zeh. Because as opposed to Yontif, we can have a 3-day Yontif. You can have a Yontif on a Friday or a Sunday. That's not a problem. But we don't want to ever have 2 days that is an absolute Issa Malacha for preparing food. In Yontif, you're allowed to prepare food. On Yom Kippur, you're not. So we don't want to have a Friday Shabbos or a Shabbos Sunday of Yom Kippur next to Shabbos, because then you'd have 2 days of not being able to do any melacha, and that would be very, very difficult. So the rabbi set up the calendar, doesn't come out like that. And also the vegetables would spoil. Can't last 48 hours. So then it would be also a 48-hour period of time that you can't bury him, and therefore that's why the calendar was set up in this fashion. Back to the Mechaber. So, if the 15th day of Adar, Shushan Purim, comes out on Shabbos, so then what's the way that we celebrate Purim? So, ain't Karin HaMegillah B'Shabbos. The rabbi set up because of the concern that Shema Yaviveinu Dalal Amos Rishon Rabbi may come to carry the Megillah, the famous Gzeirah the Rabbah, so therefore, we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. Ella, what do? The walled cities that would normally read it, that Shabbos, Tezvav, Ella Shemakdim, and the crows of the Erev Shabbos. They read it on Friday, like the rest of the world, which is Yudalit, is Friday. The Govi Mos Matonos Aniyim, you take the Matonos Aniyim always with the day of the Megillah, Umechalkin Osom Boba Yom. So they also do it on your Dalit. Ubiyom Shabbos, what do you do on Shabbos? Motsim Shnei Svarim, you take out 2 Sefer Torah, and you read Ubasheni, the second one, the Matthew, you read Korin Vayavo Amalek, you read the Parsha of the Laning of Purim, because it is Shabbos. That is the day of Shushan Purim. So they read Vayavo Amalek on that Shabbos. The people in your Dalit, they just read the regular Parsha Sashavua that Shabbos. V'yomrim ala nisim, and the people say ala nisim on that Shabbos in the walled cities. However, they know some Sudas Purim, but they don't make the Sudas Purim on Shabbos. That they do, they wait to make Sudas Purim ad yom echad b'Shabbos. They make that on the first day of Shabbos. That's why we call this a Purim Mishulash, a three-way Purim. Some of the dinim are on Friday, Yudalit, some of the dinim are on Shabbos, Tezvav, and some of the dinim, such as the Sudas Purim, are in Tezayin on Sunday. This is the famous Purim Mishulash. Now, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah and see inside what exactly are the parameters. So, Sivkot and Tezvav, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Gazrucha Rabbanon Shema Yelech Etzel Chochel Melamda Ech Likrosa. As I mentioned, the famous Gezerah the Rabbah, that you may come to carry it, Rabbi Renu Arba Amos Mishu Sarabim. That's why the rabbi said, don't read the Megillah on Tezvav. There's technically no Isser in reading the Megillah on Tezvav. You're allowed to go and learn Torah on Shabbos, Yontif, Heter Gomer, you're supposed to do that. Nevertheless, reading the Megillah, since people don't know the Trump, they don't know how to read it, they're going to bring their Megillah and carry it. They're going to forget that it's Shabbos, and they're going to carry it in a Rishus HaRab and be over in Issa Deraisa, and that would be a terrible thing. Therefore, the rabbis would go there, don't read it on Tesvav on Shabbos. This leads to many interesting questions, which you can see in Dirshu footnote number 28. He brings down katan shenase bar mitzvah b'shabbos. What happens if a katan becomes bar mitzvah on tesvav bo bayom? Shekriyaso b'yom shishi hurak midin chinuch. So on the 14th, when everybody else is reading it, so he's not yet a bar mitzvah. So when should he read it? So listen to this. The Maril Diskin says sheyikari liatzmo esamigil b'shabbos. He has no obligation as a gadol to read it on Yudali because he's still a katan then. So he should read it on Shabbos. He reads the Megillah on Shabbos. And this was the opinion of Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld Zatzal, who says he also should read it on Shabbos. On the other hand, Rav Azaz Zatzal, the Shevet HaLevi, brings down Sheikar B'Yom Shishi V'lo B'Shabbos. No, he should read it on Friday, not Shabbos, because you're not allowed to read it on Shabbos. And this is also the opinion of the Har Tzvi. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down Shedonu Bazeh Gedoli Yushalayim. This was a great raging question amongst the Gedoli Yushalayim. And they couldn't come to a conclusion, and he doesn't say what you should do. Now going to Mishbura Sivkon Tezayim, where he says, "Boz Yom HaShabbos Ches Liador Hu Parsha Zohar." In this situation, when do they read Parsha Zohar? So they don't read it on Tezvav; they read it the previous week. Laftir and Pokadati, the previous week's Haftorah is a special Haftorah for Parsha Zohar. V'gam b'Tezvav Liador Maftir and Pokadati by Krachin. So they read it again in the Krachin. 2 weeks in a row in the walled cities, they read the same Haftorah the week before and this week Tezvav when it's on Shabbos. They read the same Haftorah 2 weeks in a row. Havol by Yaros, Maftir Maser Shavuot. But in the non-walled cities, it's a regular Tezvav, it's a regular parasha that they read, not the special parasha for Shushan Purim. V'shoal v'darshim bo bayom Hilchos Purim. And on that Shabbos, you learn Hilchos Purim. Kidei sheyizkru in Yom Yom, in order to remember that it is Purim. However, as opposed to when it's on a weekday, you don't necessarily have to learn specific halachas. You yotzei that din with the reading of the Megillah, which you're not doing this year, Tezvav on Shabbos. Tishah B'Av number 29 brings down, separate from the learning of Hilchos Purim on Purim itself, he brings down, Shemitzvah Gam al kol echad l'hasla l'mod Hilchos Pesach b'yom Purim atzmo. This is 30 days before Pesach, so there's a great mitzvah to start learning. Many have the custom that they learn by the Sudas Purim, they go learn already Hilchos Pesach, so you fulfill the idea, l'kayim esedin, sh'sho'alim Hilchos Pesach, kodim Pesach, shloshim yom. Very important idea. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah Sivkon Yudzayim, where it tells us that we say Alanisim on that day on Tezvav. That's B'Shabbos. V'lo B'Yar Shabbos. They don't say it when they read the Megillah. They read the Megillah in these walled cities on Friday Yudalit, but they don't say Alanisim in the Davening. They only say Alanisim on Shabbos Tezvav. Very interesting. This poor Mishul is a fascinating idea. Sheba Emes, Likrachin, Zmanim B'Tezvav, V'lo B'Dalit, because their Alanisim day is really Shabbos. It's a technicality that they can't read the Megillah. But that's why they say Alanisim on Shabbos and not on Yudalit when they read the Megillah. That's a separate gzera that they said, don't read it. However, the Mishnah does say, if you did read Al Hanisim on Yudalit, if you said Al Hanisim on Yudalit, because that's still the Zman. And as we pointed out, if you even want to say Al Hanisim, you're not supposed to, on Yudalit and Tezvav of this year of Purim Katan, so you don't have to be chosen and repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. The Chayin, likewise, Ein Motzi Imbo Sefer Torah. We don't take out a Sefer Torah. They don't lane on Purim morning. This is interesting. It's Yudalit Purim morning, but they don't lane because the laning is not for Yudalit. The laning is for Purim, and it's technically is not Purim. V'layaros Omrim Alanisim Yudalit Vobet Tezvav. And in general, all the other cities, the non-walled cities, they say Alanisim only on Yudalit and not on Tezvav. And a city that has a doubt, Mir Mesupok Imhi Mukefes Mimos Yushu Mokurim. These cities like Tiberia, we're not sure if they had the status of being a walled city in the days of Yeshua ben Nun. Again, we pointed out Tiberia had three walls on three sides, and the other side was the Yam Kineret. So it's not clear, is it a walled city or not? So in those places, Omrim Alanisim Bishnei Yom. They can say Alanisim in both days. Tisha foot number 32 talks about all the other mitzvahs of the day, Ayin Shom. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah Sivkon Yuches, and he says that we don't make the Sudas Purim until Sunday in this situation, on Tezayin. Why? The Amrinim Yushami, Mishnah says, it says in Yushami, V'yasu Osom Shabbos. Why don't you make it on Shabbos? So Amalei, the Yushami, they responded, Yemei Mishtek, so it has to be days of Mishteh, which means Esh Sesimchoso Tuluya, they're based in. It has to be something that the rabbi set up as opposed to Shabbos, which comes on its own. Just as Esh Shabbos, Sesimchoso Bidei Shemaimi, that comes on its own. Hu Adim Imeilo, Sheshiluach Monos, Gam Yom Rishon Mishabbos. He says, we send Shalach Monos also on Sunday and not on Shabbos. Others disagree with this. I in the dish for number 33. And he says, "Vinei Maral Choviv Herich Lochiach the Bavli Shalom." Okay, he says the Yishalmi is one thing, and Bavli we disagree. But Daito Shasudi B'Shabbos. He says the Suda should be on Shabbos. We also came Ma'isa B'Yerushalayim, and the Maral Choviv did this L'Ma'isa in Yerushalayim, had the Suda on Shabbos, not on Sunday. And he would also say, "V'gam Mishloach Monos B'Shabbos." He would send the Mishloach Monos on Shabbos. Kamonos Heim Me'Suda. It's not Mokzah. It's part of the meal. But Radbaz, Chelik Aleph, Simon Kuf Mem Zayin, Pasek Shulchan Aruch, he disagrees, Pasek Shulchan Aruch, Tchenu Gam, Kein Ladas Amogi on Abram, the Korban Asana, Lushuas, No Deb Yehuda, Chelik Aleph, Simon Mem Beis, they all Pasek like Shulchan Aruch. Vinei HaPri Chodesh, also Latal Tal Megillah B'Shabbos, Pri Chodesh says you can't even carry the Megillah on Shabbos, Me'achash Yen Karmok, you're not allowed to read it. Avo Kam Achron, Cholkim Alav, others disagree with him, Umatir, and allow you to go and carry it. You can see the reasons behind this in the issue foot number 36, because technically you're allowed to learn with it any other day of the year, so you can learn with it this Shabbos as well. Albeit our minhag is not to learn, usually from Megillah, we learn from a Sefer. This concludes today's shiur.